on the Comcast Business Hotline. Adam Schefter joins us. Schefty, good morning.
Good morning, Anthony. At least next year you won't have to travel very far for the draft, right?
Well, and you broke the story. So between Philadelphia and Los Angeles, you think Philadelphia has the inside track?
Yeah, I think Philadelphia is the leading candidate right now. I think they're the leader in the clubhouse, the favorite right now. Now, again, we'll see if the league decides to go in a different direction. But I think if everything holds up and goes the way that it's trending right now, I think Philadelphia is hosting the 2017 NFL draft.
How about the irony that the Eagles don't have a pick?
Yeah, there's no reason for the Eagles fans to even come then. They could have the fans from the other cities drive down.
Is that why? Is that why it's leading candidate?
But just think about this, that you have the Eagles, like they're considering Philly, they're considering L.A. I don't think it's going to be L.A. I think it's going to be Philly next year. But just think those two cities, neither city has a first-round pick in next year's draft.
Yeah, that's right. It's fascinating. I think it would be really cool. ESPN game, I don't know if you remember, it was before Temple Notre Dame was in Philadelphia, the Independence Mall. It really looked good. It was a perfect kind of spot. They could have some really fun things in the historical part of the town where you could do a draft town and have it fun. And people are so NFL crazy here that it would work, I think.
I think it's going to be down by the river is where I think that they're thinking of doing it. And you would know that better than I. I don't know the area at all.
I live right near there. And there is but you could actually, it's so close to Independence Mall, you can get from the river to Independence Mall. It's only a few blocks.
Well, there you go. Well, party in Anthony's house next year.
You got it, brother. You're with me. You're with that. I love the idea of Philadelphia hosting it. I just think, you know what kind of rabbit town it is. You've been there many times.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it would be welcomed. It would be celebrated.
You know, I almost moved to Philadelphia in 2006. I actually went and looked around at apartments, was thinking of moving there, and just last moment I decided not to do it. I decided to go back home to New York where I was from, but I considered moving there because I always liked the city so much.
Really?
Yeah.
What made you you were still with ESPN and you weren't going to switch.
No, at that time I was with NFL Network. I was living in Denver, and I just was looking to just kind of move back east somewhere. And Philadelphia always is a city that it's appealed to me. I always wanted to go to Penn. I didn't get in there. My nephew's going there next year, actually, to play soccer.
Very
there
cool.
Next year. Yeah, but I don't know. Just I've always had a thing for Philadelphia. I've always liked and admired the city. So I came back beautiful. And looked and just decided the last moment, you know what, let me just go back home to New York.
Well, that's awesome, man. That's great. That's funny.
I didn't think we'd be going there on the morning of the draft, but that was good, but we did.
You know what's cool about that? Like, the thing about Philadelphia, because it's kind of satcheled in between New York and D.C. and all, we've always had this complex. So when people say, like yourself, a national media member who's a high-profile guy telling you that you like the city, you just made a lot of fans.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, that's nice to know. I appreciate it. Well, that's true. I mean, I went around there, looked at a bunch of places, and actually came close to buying one. So it just didn't happen. I guess it wasn't meant to be, and that's the way it goes. You go on.
All right, so let's talk about today. Any latest thing you're hearing about the Rams? Because there's still a part of us that worries about the Goff thing.
Yeah, first of all, I happened to be with both those quarterbacks last night, Goff and Wentz, and they're two impressive young men, and I think Philadelphia will be happy either way. But, again, the expectation all along has been Jared Goff goes one, Carson Wentz goes two. I haven't heard anything that changes that thinking at all. Now, we'll check in at the top of the draft today just to see if there's anything different. But, no, I expect it to be Goff one. I expect it to be Wentz two. And I heard you mentioning before we came on also the Broncos. I think your read of them is exactly right. I really believe in talking with them yesterday that they're going to be, they feel like they're content with Sanchez and Trevor Siemian, which I don't remember the last time we've had a defending Super Bowl champion head into a season to defend its Super Bowl title with a more unsettled quarterback situation. But the 49ers, I don't know, and this is the great part of the draft, deadline spurring action, everything. You know, things could change at the last moment. Maybe the 49ers' stance changed. Maybe the Eagles' stance changes. But I don't think the 49ers are dealing Colin Kaepernick. I don't think the Eagles are dealing Sam Bradford. And I think the Broncos right now are in the Mark Sanchez, Trevor Siemian business and looking to then go see what quarterback they could pluck out of this draft. That's where things stand today. Now, we'll see if anything changes tonight. But I would say right now, it is trending to go that way right now.
Yeah, I'm with you. I was told, in fact, late last night that There's like an outside shot for Kaepernick, but there's no shot with Bradford.
Yeah, no, the Broncos told me yesterday, no, Sam Bradford's not going to happen. You know, Denver's not expecting to trade for Sam Bradford right now. That's 100% accurate.
What happens with Bradford now? Like, he's got to come back here, tail between his legs, and it's odd. Like, and everybody understands the business part of it and all. Mm-hmm. But there is a thing around the league with him that, you know, maybe he could be tougher. And there's a bit of that around the league that I heard from several NFL people.
With Kaepernick or Bradford?
Bradford.
Listen, you know what? This was what he wanted to do, and this is the plan that he chose to set out on and follow, the game plan that he's using. And it doesn't look like he's going to wind up being dealt to Denver. We'll see whether or not he wants to dig in. Look, I understand the city may not forgive him and may be angry, but the fact of the matter is he's slated to be their starting quarterback, and if he goes out and wins the first game, the fans will cheer him. They'll cheer him. And if he loses,
I agree with you. I don't even think it's about the city. I was just talking about to some NFL people, and there is that kind of feeling about him. I think his career now, he's at a crossroads where – he's got to embrace this thing, go out and play football and play quarterback for his future.
Well, but that was the case whether the events of this past week transpired or not.
Yeah.
I mean, he's had to prove something. And the great thing is, for him, he's got financial security for life. Like, he doesn't have to worry there at all. But, of course, you know, you want to prove yourself. And his talent has never been in question. I mean, he's a gifted quarterback. Gifted. He can throw with pressure. He's accurate. You know, that's why the Eagles gave up what they did to get him. That's why they signed him this offseason, because he's talented. He just has not taken to date that next step as a quarterback to get a team where it wants to go, to get a job done, to stay healthy through a full season. Those are the issues he struggled with. Now, sometimes quarterbacks come into themselves later in their careers, and maybe that'll be the case for Sam Bradford. And if it is, good for him and good for Philadelphia. And if it's not, well, time to move on to Carson Wentz then.
Yeah, and let's talk about Carson Wentz. You were with him last night, Shefty, with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. So we're broadcasting on State Street right across from the iconic Chicago Theater. And I look at this Carson Wentz, and it plays out like a play. Here's a kid that coming from relative obscurity, you know, born in Bismarck, playing in Fargo, and now he comes to Philadelphia, a forsaken place that needs a messiah. We're in Chicago, where the last quarterback, Donovan McNabb, was booed at the draft. He's from Chicago. Like, there's all these little plot lines. And the last time any athlete from North Dakota was Roger Maris had this kind of pressure. And Carson Wentz is going to have more pressure trying to win as an Eagle. Is he ready for it, Shefty?
Listen, you know, I was at this event with him. And I was moderating a panel with him and Jared Goff and Zeke Elliott. So it was the four of us and Jeremy Langford, the Bears running back on stage. But, you know, I met him for the first time last night in person. I did not meet him at the Combine in Indy. Thank you. Did not meet him at the Combine in Indy. And just when I first met him, that was my first thought. Like, I know he thinks he knows, but does he really know the pressure that he's about to step into, and the job and the responsibility and the expectations that he's stepping into? Like, he knows, but he doesn't know, and he can't know. It's like, if you're going to college, everybody tells you, oh, it's going to be the greatest time of your life. You're going to love it. And you can't know how good it is until maybe you go through it and even get out of it and think back, wow, that was awesome. And I think it's like that. There's no way that he could be prepared, fully prepared, for the life that he's about to embark upon, with the pressure he's about to experience. And I kept thinking of that as I was talking to him. And he told a great story that when he was little, his mother found a paper recently during this process, this draft process where he's been traveling around. When he was in the second grade, he wrote a paper about how he wanted to play in the NFL. And he said, and tomorrow, I mean, today, that will become a reality. And he was, you know, pretty proud of that and very happy with that. And that was kind of a neat deal. And so he's looking forward to that. And he was a nice young man, and he was impressive. And like I said, I don't know that he knows what he's stepping into right now.
I know, man. I look at it, right? And he so fits the suit, right? I mean, 6'5", 237.
You know,
like
Jared
you said,
Goff
great head on
his
shoulder.
Jared Goff was as big as him. Like, I mean, Carson Wentz is a little thicker, but they're both these, you know, these tall, you know, imposing kind of guys. But yeah, he's
Goff scares me because his lower torso is a little bit like Bradford's.
Yeah. Well, maybe. And again, that, you know, this will be proven out over time.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their hunches. You never really know. But I'll say this: the Eagles have a lot riding on Wentz, and the Rams have a lot riding on Goff. And we'll see how it shakes out.